Hello, dear student. I'm Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah. And we are into chapter 6. We are advancing with our learning. And the tourism chapter number 6 is for tourism services, the marketing mix of all tourism services. The marketing mix, this chapter, our learning objectives are: understand the concept of marketing mix in the tourism demand, know about the marketing mix in travel and tourism market, and understand various elements of the marketing mix specifically for the travel and tourism segment. So this is the chapter dealing with tourism services and the marketing mix. What do we understand from marketing mix? Kotler defines marketing mix as a set of marketing tools that the firm uses to pursue its marketing objectives in the target market. So yes, the set of marketing tools, using different marketing tools that the marketing company, the firm, uses to pursue its marketing objective. This is how it has been defined. Each of the elements in the marketing mix is important and has an influence on the customer. And what are those marketing mix we are talking about? The 4 P's. 4 P's it is referred as, with P's standing for product, price, place, and promotion. When we talk of promotion, we refer at the supply side of tourism products in the marketing. The marketing mix product, which means the development, a way of adapting the product to the changing needs of the target customer. You cannot continue with the same product forever. You need to bring in changes in your product to meet what a customer expect in the marketing. Pricing, mainly used to increase or decrease the sales volume as per the market condition. Pricing plays an important role in any business. The commitment of customer comes to you if you are fairly priced with your product. Identical product available at lower cost with the competitor may not attract your client to buy your tourism product if you are not looking into the pricing part. So it is used to increase or decrease the sale as per the market condition. Another P for promotion enhances the customer base in the market by making them aware of the product or services and are persuaded positively towards buying it. So promotion activities, making awareness of the product, taking products to various segments of the market, the consumer, all that is a promotion. Could be verbal promotion, could be in print media, and going to the customers' different segments, taking them as the customer base, creating awareness through promotion and pursuing them to buy the product. It also refers on the place. The 4P decides the volume of potential customer who are able to find convenient ways to get more detail and convert their buying intention into actual purchase. So the place plays also a marketing mix role. The original 4 P's that we just now looked into, product also include design, features, quality, range, size, models, appearance, packaging, and warranties. A product that warranties satisfaction, that gives you guarantee of certain thing, it is validity, all these are part of product. It also includes pre-sale, post-sale services, like training for use, repairs, maintaining, or replacement. All these are added in the product. Coming back to price, it includes concessions on basic price, some sort of a discount, some sort of an offer, some sort of incentive, rebates, credit, installation facilities, and delivery term. We are looking at the generic meaning of pricing. Place, it is the channel of distribution and includes retail outlets. So what, where the product is being sold, where, which place, through the retail outlet, through wholesalers, transportation, warehousing, inventory levels, order processing, procedures, etc. So they are all place where your product is put for marketing, which channel it goes through, what all you are offering in your place. And of course, the promotion. It includes advertising, publicity, media choice, picking up which type of media you want, electronic media, then which channel, which has more TDP, possibly going to that channel, messages, and frequency of the exposure, how often you want that to come in the promotion, once a week, twice in a month, once in a month, how often? Also campaign, sales promotion, point of purchase, display, and merchandising. These are all promotional activity for any product. So we looked at the four P's: price, place, promotion, and product. They all constitute as four P's in marketing mix. Now, new, which is four C's. Cutlass restated four P's as four C's, reflects consumer-oriented demand side. We have seen in the previous chapter about consumer orientation. And in that, it is essential to modernize services, marketing thinking in an era of growing competition. This is Kotler and Armstrong saying 1999. So product, which was old four P's, equivalent to customer value. This has been defined in different way. What customer considers as my value for money that I paid for a product. So that 4C with customer value is the first. Price is now in the new explanation is defined as cost. Price is supply side. Cost is the consumer focus equivalent. So all these new approaches are consumer focused. Consumer would look into how much it costs. You know, sometime in a slang they say, what will be damage to me? Basically what they are talking is, what is the cost? How much I have to pay? American slang is, they say, what are the damages? How much I have to pay? In our local Hindi, we say, kharcha kitna aega? You see, that is referred to the price. Place equivalent to convenience in terms of consumer access to the product they buy. So convenience, how, where I can buy. Do I need to go to the main store? Can I go to retail outlet? Is there an intermediary? Can I buy this online? All these are my convenience. I'm comfortable to buy online. I'm okay to buy at this outlet, which is at so-and-so place. Promotion equals to communication, discussion, looking into how it is being communicated, filtered down as a promotion, including all types of produce, customer, interaction, interactive relationship of marketing. So these four P's are replaced with four C's: customer value, cost, convenience, and communication. So, what is a travel and tourism product? A tourism product can be a holiday search, could be an accommodation. What destination are you looking? What type of accommodation you are looking for? What is going to be the travel experience? All are in the product. The location, traveling, the traveling theme, the concept, whether you are a promoter of ecotourism, agritourism, or adventure tourism, this is the travel theme. People go down for agritourism, go down to see agriculture land, or eco, taking care of ecology around, environment around, or looking at adventure, any type of adventurous activities, rafting, snorkeling, scuba diving, trekking, parasailing, parachuting, all these are adventure. And of course, services for booking ticket, these are all falling under product. The travel and tourism holiday search can be done with this slide. You can understand, search for places to stay by destination. So you pick up a destination, what is available there? What type of hotel is available? What type of new product that has come up? Search for a place to stay by destination. So if you put up staying in Delhi, X number of hotel would come. If you put into the filter, searching for price ranging from 5,000 to 7,000, it will filter down and put you before the product that is available between 5,000 and 7,000. So that's searching for product on the basis of holiday search. Further into holiday search, you look into destination you can travel to now. What are the new things? What is the trend? So here we can talk about UK, Greece, Turkey, and Spain. So we are looking this destination as a product in holiday search. Accommodation. What type of accommodation? From which date to what date? How many adults? So that will search for you accommodation. What's the cost for two people, four people, one adult, one child, two people occupying the accommodation, three people? You need an additional bed for the fourth who is an infant, and so on. So this is search for tourism product linked to accommodation. Transportation. You search for different type of transportation through Clear Trip portal, where you can search what date is your flight, what are you looking, which airport to which airport, from where to where, what date, what number of passengers. You search this as a transportation through various web portal. Here on the display is the web portal from Clear Trip. Domestic tours, what is available on domestic? For example, here we have Andaman, you have got Goa, Himachal, Kashmir, all these are domestic that we are looking at. Domestic tours in these places, again a web search through specific travel portal. International, you pick up your destination, anything, Maldives, Dubai, and other destination. International search, you can do that. So Maldives, Sri Lanka, Thailand, anywhere, an international route, you will search through international tour searching. What is the cost? What are they offer? You click according to that, you get more detail. Traveling themes on the basis of concept of agritourism. Now, agrotourism means going down to agricultural land, understanding specific type of agriculture that happens. Here I would like to mention the person who is considered as father of agrotourism in India, Dr. Tauri. Pandurang Tauri He is considered as father for agritourism. He has got his agritourism site somewhere in Baramati, in western Maharashtra. So here we have picked up the portal from Madhya Pradesh Tourism. And you can see various agrotourism sites where actually you go to an agricultural land, you learn about different type of crop and how that goes on. So that's a travel theme. There are tour operators who were approached by the agricultural success in desert region in Israel. And the tour operator approached them because Israel has the terrain of desert. Some part of India, like Run of Kutch, Bhuj, all this, they have identical weather in their own area. So that agrotourism props up when you search and look for theme as agrotourism. So by looking at agrotourism as product in the search engine, we are now searching for tourism product with the concept of adventure tourism. Now here we have Himachal Pradesh, which is famous for a lot of adventure activities because of its landscape, its terrain, its location. It would come up on your search for where we can enjoy adventure tourism. Now comes the element of price, which is cost, consumer cost, in the C, the new definition. Price is an important and obvious marketing factor because the price makes the mindset of the consumer. The cost that is involved is the price. It is absolute necessary that the right price is attached for each product and market. So if you are addressing to sell to family, then the right price has to be picked up because consumer is fully conscious of the pricing, fairly good idea of the pricing. They would do their homework and research to get a better price. So right price is very important. The appropriate price is a price that not only provides good value to the customer, but also results in profitable sales. So it's just not only giving a good price to a consumer to attract business, to tap the business, to capture more clientele, to meet the satisfaction of more clientele. At the same time, there should be profitability by selling that product to the company that sells the product. Few examples here. Here the price-related advertisement, which is considered as a teaser, to create awareness by putting up price and people selecting accordingly. So if your price range is between 20,000 and 25,000, then you would have these things within that approach. And likewise, higher the price, it is listed accordingly. And here we have some costs going more than 1 lakh rupees. So the price-based promotion advertisement, starting from 22,000, going up to 1 lakh plus. And this is how ads keep appearing on the basis of price. This is related to advertisement, like the destination, how much costs, which is the advertising of Thailand. What advertisement appear, what you get if you look at Thailand, what, how many number of nights you would stay where in Thailand, and so on. And the other one, which is Australia, which is an upmarket product, expensive product. So advertisement would give you a catchy picture to attract attention based on not only price, but price-related advertisement. Look at this wonderful brochure, 99999. This type of pricing are very common, which is just falling short of 1 rupee for a lakh. But because it is only 99999, it is a catchy. In old time, this was called as Bata shoes pricing. They used to sell it for 299 rupees, 599 rupees, which is 600 rupees. But it will be catchy if you write 999, which is falling short of some money to reach the high-looking price. So this is price-related advertisement mentioning about Chalo Europe. Chalo Europe. Price-related advertisement. Again, some of the examples picked up from the market segment. Price-related advertisement, travel tales, guaranteed departure. Because many such advertisements that keep coming sometimes are cancelled because no demand existed. None came forward to buy. Numbers were limited. You needed X number of passengers. So here the assurance come in advertisement saying guaranteed departure. So whatever they have announcing to sell this product with the price, they are guaranteeing you a departure on the fixed date with airfare involvement. So here one can look in the detail what does the price include. And this is very common to identify in the pricing what it includes, what it doesn't include. Because consumer is always cautious about what he's paying in advance before buying a package and what not be included. Like generally they say, airfare, hotel stay, transfer, breakfast, city tour included, not included, visa fee, not included, any personal item that you use at the hotel from mini fridge, phone calls, so on and so forth. So what it includes, what it doesn't include, has to be identified in pricing. But if you can see all this, these are all catchy advertisements. They are called like bait, a teaser to attract the customer by marketing the product through price and picking up special type of advertisement. This huge coming in from South Ahmedabad Vadodara group tour. Travel with the price, with a good departure date mentioned. Departure date, April 24, May 08, specific departure. Adult so much, child so much, ex Ahmedabad. Someone sitting in Delhi cannot ask for this price. Someone purchasing this product in Mumbai cannot. These are from Ahmedabad. And what that include? Two nights stay in SOU, two nights in Ahmedabad, and one night in Vadodara. What it includes? Hotel, meal, transport, and entrance fees at various places. It's called Chardham Tour, another catchy offer that is coming up from 10th of June in Haridwar and Dehradun. Haridwar and Dehradun are in Uttarakhand. Haridwar, they also refer to Uttarakhand as Deva Bhumi, because there you have Rishikesh and Haridwar. So this is again an advertisement with price as a factor. So they have identified how much it costs. Now we look at place. The place where the customer buys the tourism product can vary greatly. Travel agent, tour operators are a few examples of the distribution point for tourism. So where you can buy, they would mention the place. The implication is that marketing effort need to take into account the various ways these products will be offered and how to take into account the various ways your customer may wish to inquire or buy your product. So where this is available, we have 3 branches in Ahmedabad. We have got 5 outlets in the city of Vadodara, the place where you can buy that product or you can buy online place. We are talking specific reference to place where the product can be bought. Promotion. Promotion refers to advertising and public relation. It includes going on web portal, selling what they call is B2B, business to business, B2C, business to the consumer, and sales promotion, personal selling, word of mouth selling, all fall under promotion. Distribution channel, how are you selling it? Like the one we saw before, the place, the distribution channel would say, we have X number of agents. We can deliver the product if you pay online. At your home step, you can get the voucher for what you are booking. So this is the promotion. Mentioning about distribution channel and at time, direct marketing. Many airlines, 25, 30 years back, were not approaching to the end user, the passenger directly. Instead, they were depending on intermediate like travel agent and tour operator. But now in recent era, with the advancement of technology, web portal, internet booking engine, airline are also directly selling their product to the consumer on their web platform. Thank you for listening.